अहम सर्वभूतेषु रमेदेश्यस्य न प्रिया जी भजन्ति सु मान भक्त्या मई ते तेषु चापहम। The Lord says that although I am equal to everyone, the God is nobody's enemy and nobody's special friend. Just like the king, the government, nobody's enemy, nobody's friend. As you act, so you get result. Similarly, for common man, there is no special favor from God. Jesu bhajanti maam bhakta. Jesu, this too means but. Here is a word, but. But means, just like we sometimes say, that I am such and such, but. But means there is something special. So this word is used here. Tu means but. What is that but? Jetu bhajanti maam kritya. Anyone who is engaged in devotional service of me. So for him I have got special attention. Jetu maam jetu bhajanti je bhajanti tu maam bhaktya. मैं ते तेसु चापि अहम्। As he is always constantly engaged in my service, similarly, I am also engaged always in his service. The Lord says. Here, a passage is quoted by a great commentator, Baladev Vidyavasan. That Bhagavan Bhakta Bhaktima. Just like we become devoted, similarly, God also becomes devoted to us. Don't think that one sided devotion. No. Just like love is never a one sided. Love is reciprocation. Similarly, although God is great, he becomes a devotee of the devotee. He takes pleasure in that way. It is clearly stated that I also try to devote myself for his service. As we take pleasure in serving God, similarly, God also takes pleasure by serving the devotee. That is reciprocity. Now this slope we already discussed last year. Next slope is Apite Sudrachara Bhadati Mam Ananna Bha Sadhureva Samantabha Sammat Bhavasitahita. So now somebody may say that if a devotee is engaged in the service of the Lord, that's all right, but if his behavior is not up to the standard, then what happens to him? Of course, a devotee is naturally developing the 26 good qualities, but even if he does not develop those qualities, of course, that very quality that is a devotee of Krishna, that is sufficient. But still, if somebody is not up to the point, but he is unflinching, not moving, is perfect devotee of Krishna. The Lord Krishna says, Apite Sudrachara. Apite Sudrachara. Durachara means his conduct is not good. And Sudrachara means still farther. So, Apite Sudrachara Bhagati Mam Ananna Bhak. Ananna Bhak means without deviating his attention to any other demigod or any other business, if one is simply 7% engaged in my service, but his character, his general activities are not so required, it's still, the Lord says, sadhu deva samantapa. Sadhu means a pious man or a religious man. Sadhu means the honest man and all good qualities. You see, although he found that he's not to the standard, but his only qualification is that he is acting in Krishna consciousness, sincerely. It may be, suppose I have got some bad character from the beginning of my life, but I have understood that Krishna consciousness is very nice. I shall take it. So, I am trying my best, but at the same time, because I am habituated to something, I cannot give it up. Although I know that this my habit is not good, but still, habit is the second nature, I cannot give it up. The Lord Krishna recommends that still he is good. There is no question that he is not a sadhu, or he is not an honest, he is not a religious man. The simple one qualification that he is Krishna conscious and is acting sincerely, but failing sometimes, but still he is to be taken as sadhu. Sadhu means honest, religious, pious. Sadhu deva samantampa. And one may say that, yes, because he is devotee of God, devotee of Krishna, he may call him sadhu, but not 10%. As Krishna says, no, 10%. In spite of his bad character, his 10%. So this is the recommendation. Why is Krishna stressing on this point? That whatever he may be, still he is honest, he is sadhu, he is religious, he is pious. Why? That is to be understood in the next. So the Sudrachara means that according to time, according to circumstances, according to so many there are influences, just like I have come to your country, because so far rigid regulation and rules and concern. And in the beginning, of course, we do not find such opportunities to strictly follow. But still, we should not give so much attention for the regulation or strict rules and regulation. But we must see how much a person is advancing Krishna consciousness. That we have to see. And if we go on criticizing everyone, oh, you are not doing this, you are not doing this, you are doing this. So many things, according to the Vedic culture, there may be so many things. But we are not concerned. As far as possible, people should be given chance to develop Krishna consciousness. Rupa Goswami, one of the big acharyas, he says, Jena Dema Pratarena Mana Krishna Nivesa. The first business is, somehow or other, people should be Krishna conscious. So far, rules and regulations are concerned. Jena Dema Pratarena Mana Krishna Nivesa. Sarve Vidhi Nishidhasu Etayo Evo Kinkara. If one takes to that line of activities, Krishna consciousness, then all things, all regulations will follow, just like a servant follows a master. If the master starts, the servant follows. Similarly, these things, rules and regulations, that will follow automatically. And the next law, and the Lord says, Chittam Bhavati Dhamma. Because you are taken to that Krishna consciousness, very soon you will be perfect pious man. This process will help you. Don't be too much anxious. I am not in such way. Whatever way you may be, you just take to this Krishna consciousness. Very easy thing. If you take this Krishna consciousness, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, very sincerely and regularly, as far as possible, by following the rules and regulations, this Krishna consciousness will help you to become a perfect and pious man very soon. Kipra. Kipra means very soon. Just like in the material world, suppose if you want to sit on the bench of a high court judge, you will have to acquire so many qualifications. You have to be a very good lawyer, and government must recognize that you are a good lawyer. Then there will be so many recommendations by the bar association, by the lawyers, and you can be recommended. But here the process is, that anyway you sit down on the high court judge, then all education returns. Don't you see how nice it is? Anyway, if somebody takes to Krishna consciousness, naturally and generally, it will be found that he is becoming gradually a perfect pious man, perfect honest man, meditating. Kipraṁ bhavati dharmātmā tasat shanti nirachati. Tasat shanti. Because he will relish. He relishes this Krishna consciousness so nicely that we give up all nonsense. Automatically. Don't lie. This is the process. He'll give up automatically. Parang drishyan vartat. Parang drishyan vartat. The whole world is after sense gratification. But a Krishna conscious person, very soon he will find that all this nonsense, there is no happiness. He'll give it up. It is so nice. Somewhere or other, if you take to Krishna consciousness, your reluctance for sense gratification will automatically. You have got to train yourself that how to stop my sense gratification. If you simply go on chanting Hare Krishna sincerely, and what is that process? Chanting and hearing. When you chant here, and you'll enjoy. And you'll enjoy so nicely that you'll give her all that is not wanted in the advancement of his spiritual life. This is recommendation by Krishna himself. Not that I'm advertising, because I'm teaching your Krishna consciousness. Therefore, I'm advertising the 10-minute message. But Krishna himself says, Kripam Hodi Dharmatma, Sastat Shanti Nirachati. Shanti means he, very soon, he attains the perfect eternal happiness. Perfect peaceful life, eternal life, blissful life, he very soon attains. Why? Kaunteya Pratijani. Pratijani. My dear Raju, you can declare this to the world. You declare. Why Krishna is not declaring? Krishna is declaring to his devotee. Because Krishna has a promise that I shall protect my devotee. If a promise is there, by the devotee, that cannot be violated. Krishna can, because he is God, he can violate his own promise. Because he is a supreme. But he wants to protect his devotee. Therefore, he is trying to give the declaration to his devotee that it will be protected. I'll give you an example. How Krishna sometimes breaks his promise. It's a very nice story. Krishna, when he joined Arjuna, he promised on his own side that because the fight is between your brothers, so it is not my duty, because both of you are my relatives, so it is not my duty to join one party and not to join another. But because I have divided myself one side and other side my soldiers, but Duryodhana has decided to take my soldiers, not me, so I shall join. But I shall not fight. I shall not fight. I will take some work which may assist you. So, Arjuna offered whatever work he like, you can take. So he said, all right, I shall drive your chariot. So Krishna's promise was that he will not fight. But at the time when Arjuna was perplexed by fighting with Bhishma was the greatest fighter, although he was a very old man. Duryodhana, incited him that because the other side are your very pet grandsons, you are not fighting fully. That was the complaint of Duryodhana. So, in order to encourage him, Bhishma said to Duryodhana, all right, tomorrow I shall finish all these five brothers. Tomorrow I shall finish. And I have got now special arrows for killing these five civilized brothers. So Duryodhana was very intelligent. He told, all right, please keep these five arrows with me for the night. I shall deliver you tomorrow in the morning. Oh, that's okay. And Krishna, I guess to Krishna is everything knows, past, present, future. Krishna knew it that Bhishma has now promised he will keep. So he asked Arjuna, this is also politics, that he go to Duryodhana. He do remember that Duryodhana was elderly than Arjuna, that he would keep some promise which he has offered to you. Duryodhana said, Arjuna, whenever you want something, I shall give you. Then this is the time you can go. And what is that? When he has got five arrows for killing you, you should take and come to me. So after five, they were friends. So Arjuna went to the camp of Duryodhana and was well received. Well, Arjuna, come on. What do you want? Come on, sit down. Do you want anything from me? If you want, I can start this fight. I can return it. Arjuna said, no, I have not come to you for begging my kingdom. Fighting is gone. But I want. You promised something. Yes, I know. I offer you. What do you want? I want those five arrows. At once to give you. And this information was carried to Bhishma. Bhishma knew that Krishna is very cunning also. He will save his devotee. So he has done this. All right, in spite of Krishna, he has broken my promise. And tomorrow I shall see, if Krishna does not break his promise, then his friend will be killed. I will fight in such a way. So, you are fighting in such a way that Arjuna become almost on a death. Then at that time, Krishna, the chariot was torn into pieces. Arjuna fell down. And then Krishna took up one of the wheels of the chariot and came before. Now, Krishna, you stop this fighting, otherwise I will kill you. Krishna at once gave up his arrow. And he offered, all right, king. The thing is that because Bhishma promised that I shall kill Arjuna tomorrow, and Krishna also promised not to fight, just to save these two devotees, Arjuna and Bhishma. Bhishma was also a great devotee. Just to show him that I am breaking my promise. Please stop. Come back, you want it. that either I shall break my promise or he shall kill Arjuna. So better see that I have broken my promise. In this way, sometimes for devotees, he sometimes breaks his own promise. Here Krishna says, Kontya Pratijana, you promise, so I shall protect you. And what is that? Namaya Bhakta Pranasvati, anyone who has taken to Krishna's consciousness, he will never destroy. Namaya Bhakta Pranasvati. What is that destruction? The destruction is, of course, a living entity is never destroyed. So far as constitution is concerned, nahannata hamnavane, this destruction of this body is not a destruction. The real destruction is that we, when we lose our spiritual consciousness, we lose our identity, that is destruction. That is destruction. That are now, in our material conception of life, we are practically destroyed. Because destroying this way, because a spiritual being, I've got my eternal life, I've got my blissful life, I've got my knowledge, full knowledge, but here I'm living in a wretched condition that my life is not eternal, I'm not blissful, and I'm not in full knowledge. So don't you think that we are already destroyed? We are thinking that I am very much advancing in civilization. But unless you revive your original life of eternity and full knowledge and bliss, you should know that you are not at fault. You are being defeated by the illusory image. This is destruction. Destruction of my real life is material. So here Krishna says, Kaunta Pratijanihi, please declare in the world that anyone who has taken to this Krishna consciousness will never be destroyed. He'll never go back again to that material life of sense gratification and full of this material existence, full of misery. He will be taken up as sooner or later, as he has taken to this Krishna consciousness, he will never destroy. Our destruction, you always remember, our destruction means material existence is a destruction of our spiritual existence. Because the destruction does not mean that as spiritual being I will be nowhere. No. This is my position, nowhere. I do not know. Just like I am being kicked like a football. I have no place. That we have seen football play. The football has no play. As soon as comes somebody's feet, he kicks. He goes to another ball, he kicks. He is another one kicking. His only situation is being kicked. Football. So we are just like football. Everything is being kicked up. Now I am American. Next time I shall be kicked up to China. And from China I will be kicked up to India. And from India, I shall be kicked out to Burma, kicked out to another one. This is going on. We do not know how we are being kicked out like a football from one place to another, one place to another. This is all false notion. How long I shall remain here? Therefore, this is the only way Krishna consciousness to become perfect. Perfection means flattened. Spiritual life, eternity, blissful, and full of knowledge. That is waiting us. Why should we refuse it? It is not a theory. Don't think that Bhagavad Gita is something imaginary. No. People have taken to it, they have practiced, they have attained success, it is coming on since a very, very long time. It was first advised to the sun god, then after many, many millions of years, again 5,000 years before it was advised to a ghost. So it is coming down, it is accepted by all great acharyas of India, and is being followed, is still being followed. So, thank you. Don't be disturbed. Turn to Krishna consciousness and you'll be saved. You'll be saved from the destruction of the material. Suppose if I'm thrown into the ocean, that is practically my destruction. I may be a very good swimmer, but that is no hope. That is no hope of my life. Any moment I can go down into the depth of the ocean. Similarly, we are struggling very hard in the material ocean of existence. Simply said, just like a man is trying to save himself in the Atlantic Ocean. Similarly, we are also trying. This is not the process of getting yourself from the struggle for existence ocean. The thing is, one must get you out from the ocean. Pishamaham samudhatya mittu samsara shanta. So Krishna promises, we find in the later 10th chapter, that those who are in Krishna consciousness, I promise, I shall take him from the ocean of birth and death. Maṁ hi pāpu dhapāsitya, jepi su pāpu jūnaya, piyo vaśyā sathāsit jospi dhijānti parāṁ. Now, somebody may inquire, now to become a Krishna conscious person, is there any qualification required? Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Lord Krishna. He appeared to be a Hindu, and it was spoken in India, and all the acharyas, the very learned men, they have adopted. And how we can get to this Krishna consciousness? I do not belong to such particular creed or such particular country. Now, Krishna says, no. That is not disqualification. Maṁ hi pārta dhapāsitta jīvisu pāpajuna. Pāpajuna, of course, according to Vedic literature, there are mentions of pāpajuni. Juni means species. Pāpajuni. Just like it is mentioned here. Sriya sudra, sriya vishra, satha sudra, kīpija of the parāta. This Priya, even Omen, they are also classified among the Papajuni. Papajuni means those who have got little facility for advancing themselves in spiritual life. So, it is particularly mentioned here, Priya, the Omen class, Sudra, Sudra means the liberal class, and the Vaisha, merchant or less than that. Because in India, according to the caste system of Varnasam Dhamma, the Brahmin and Kshatriyas are considered to be the highest in the society. And Vaisha, a little less than that. And Shudra, they are not taken into account. Similarly, Omen class, they are taken as Shudra. Shudra. It's like the third ceremony is given to the Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. But there is no third ceremony for the woman class. Although the woman is born in the Brahmin family, she has now that reformation. Because the woman class are taken less intelligent, they should be given protection, they cannot be elevated. But here in the Bhagavad Gita, he surpasses all these formalities. Lord Krishna surpasses all these formalities. He is giving facility to everyone. Never mind. But in the social structure, you may consider that woman is less intelligent, a sudra, and less purified. But in spiritual consciousness, there is no such bar. Yes, Krishna accepts everyone. Either you become woman, or you are Sudra, or a Vaishya, or whatever you mean, that does not. If you simply take to Krishna consciousness, the Lord is there He will give you all protection. All protection, and gradually He will help you. You are already. One who is in the Krishna consciousness platform is already in the liberated platform. Simply keep from. It will take some time, you keep from, but very soon He will be all right. So this is the proposal of Lord Krishna. This is the facility of Krishna consciousness. So we should take this advantage of being Krishna consciousness, 7 9 30 years, and that will help us in achieving the perfection of life. Man who passes the past is to eat, he should pass the past. It is very clearly declared. Never mind what he is or she is. Just take to this process of Krishna consciousness, and your progress and advances of spiritual life is guaranteed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions?